Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always,
always
use your head.
You are now listening to Chair Shot Radio. Always use your head.
Good Sunday morning and welcome back to Chair Shot Radio, April the 18th. Surprise, surprise, it's PC Tunney once again back up in your earballs, and I am not alone this fine Sunday morning. I am joined by the MVP, that's Mr. Velvet Pipes, just so y'all know. And once upon a time, his mother did make him mash his M&Ms. Christopher, good Sunday morning.
Greetings and salutations, ladies and gentlemen. Great to see you, PC Tunney. Good Sunday morning to everybody, and I know this isn't really Sunday morning appropriate, but I gotta be honest, I'm two sheets to the wind right now, ladies and gentlemen, and the only thing that's on my mind is trying to get some pussy for my beautiful better half at this particular point in time. So I don't even know why I'm here, but I'm here.
It's a long story, but we're here nonetheless, right? So now we're here, and I said I had something interesting for you to respond to that you might not have heard yet. Full disclosure, yes, it is very late in the afternoon, maybe even early in the evening, if you will, on Saturday as we record. So cheers to you, my brother. No worries. We're both there. It appears that the gentleman that was assaulted by Aaron Donald wasn't assaulted by Aaron Donald. And his lawyer has issued an apology. And there's actually video footage of Aaron Donald not assaulting this gentleman.
Yeah, I saw that as well. And I'm not mad at the guy. He's shooting his shot. But you still come across like a bitch. You really do. You come across like a bitch at this particular point in time. And we talked about this during the three-man weave on Friday. And both of you guys were like, Aaron Donald, what are you doing? And then it turns out Aaron Donald didn't do anything. As a matter of fact, when you see the video, he's trying to break the fight up.
Yeah, he went back to actually help the guy who swung the bottle at him.
Yeah. So, I mean, okay, you shooting your shot. I get that. But you still look like a bitch. Don't be a bitch. Don't be a bitch. You get your ass whooped. It happens. It happens to the best of us. We've all been in fights. Well, I can't speak for Tunney. He probably won all his fights. But I've certainly lost a fight or two here in my day. It happens.
I lost one.
Oh, there you go. That's what I'm talking about. There you go. Yeah. Hey, you badass Tunney.
That's a story, man. That's a story for off the air. I actually
we're not going to bear you on
the air. Yeah. It was actually the night of the first time I played in the city championship. It was that night. And then the next day, there was another tournament. And me and the guy who played shortstop for our team in the city championship, we went and played the next day in the morning. And Man, he was hungover, and I think I was like, I think I had a concussion because I couldn't fucking see straight to save my life. But yeah, that was, oh man, that's 15 years ago. So yeah, I feel old. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Oh, fuck you. You lost the fight 15 years ago. I mean, to be fair, I haven't lost one since probably 15, 16. That's when I got my height, my height on me. So that's the last time I lost one, was pre-15.
All right. Well, there you go. You know what? And here's the thing. I'm not looking for him anymore. So I'd like to keep the record where it's at, right? Remain retired.
No, I feel you. I'm not looking for him anymore. I got a little bit of fight left in me, and it's if, you know, when I finally have a kid, and if it happens to be a son, and he want to take a shot at the title, that's all I got left with me. And to be fair, the ones prior to 15, prior to the height and everything, I lost all of those. Like, my bracket's like Rocky Balboa in this bitch, you know?
Oh, man. All right, well, here's what we're going to do, folks. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk a little Pat McAfee for the brand, baby.
This is your boy, Kenny Killer, telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Well, I mean, honestly, I can ask you about this because you didn't get a chance to speak on it. It happened a day after we recorded POTUS War. What are your thoughts on the 10 people released by the WWE?
I mean, they do this every year after WrestleMania. There is always cuts to be made. I'm surprised that they cut Peyton Royce because I felt like they had something for her, like they saw something in her. But, you know, her and Billy Kay, they should have never broke them up. They were great together, and I don't know why they broke them up. Samoa Joe is also surprising as well, because I feel like, but I feel like that was kind of a mutual thing, because he could have probably done that announcing gig for the next 5, 10, 15 years and been making money and not having to take any bumps. So I feel like that was mutual, because he thought he still had something left in the ring, which he does. And it's weird, because Samoa Joe is one of the few guys, and or girls, whatever, he's one of the few wrestlers where he's Teflon. He can eat loss after loss after loss, and it doesn't matter, because he can come out the very next night, cut a promo, and get all his heat back. So I feel like, you know, that's very rare in wrestling. Like, I can only think of two top guys that have been able to do that, which is Ric Flair and The Rock. Other than that, I don't know any other top guys that are able to eat pin after pin after pin and still keep their heat. So that's weird that they let him go, because that's a very valuable skill that most people don't have. But I think it was mutual. It doesn't matter at this point. This is the evil empire, and I say that in quotation marks. No shade, but they're going to be just fine. It doesn't matter who they cut. They're going to be just fine.
Right, and people are all up in arms about, you know, them cutting people and you know, and but they making so much more money and everything else. But at the same time, it's a business, and they don't keep a fat roster. They keep a trim, slim roster, especially on the main roster for the most part. I mean, a lot of these people just aren't being used, so it's probably better off for them anyway, right? Like, the whole thing with Joe is, do we really know whether or not he's cleared to wrestle? Is he just not cleared to wrestle from WWE, and that's more of a mutual thing? I know some of the people weren't thrilled to probably leave WWE, but out of the 10 people we went over this on DWI, not a single one of them doesn't have a paycheck waiting for them somewhere in the wrestling business. They're all really good workers and good talents, so we'll see what happens there. Let's go back to what I brought up initially. Pat McAfee seems to be the new color commentator on SmackDown on Fox, and I quite enjoyed it. He is going to need some time to grow into it a little bit more substantially, but I think at the beginning here, you know, he brings something different, and he's got a following. So, I mean, what did you think? I know you caught a little SmackDown.
Oh, he was phenomenal. But it honestly, it doesn't matter. Remember how great Mick Foley was when he first came out? Remember how great JBL was when he first came out? Remember how great Samoa Joe was when he first came out? And I can name, you know, umpteen other people. It doesn't matter. They're going to start out good, and eventually they're going to be worn down by that WWE system. And it's not even WWE's fault. They just got so much, just a lot of things that go into that announcer spot. And eventually the same thing happens with everybody. They get beat down and they just do what they're told to get a paycheck. And I don't think that Pat McAfee is going to be any different.
He does bring something different, though, in the sense of his personality, right? I mean, he's going to get his shtick in. He's already has a personality, I guess you could say, and even within WWE. So it's a new dynamic for me. I think the thing I was wondering is he's going to be a more of a heel commentator or a face commentator, or is he just going to be Pat McAfee, right? Because it seems like to start off with, he was just Pat McAfee. It'd be hard for me to have him be a heel commentator because so many people think whatever he thinks is going to be cool, so you might actually end up shitting on what the heels are trying to do. But either which way, I think Michael Cole and him could be a really good tandem here to come in the future.
I agree, because it's basically Pat Summerall and John Matt. He's just calling it straight down the middle. He's the color commentator, and he adds his flair and whatnot, but eventually it's all going to end up the same. Because that's just what they do. He's going to get beat down, and it's going to be like, fuck it, I'm just here to get my paycheck.
Yeah, well, hopefully that doesn't happen. Hopefully he can maintain that Pat McAfee for the brand, SmackDown on Fox personality. So, folks, we'll be right back.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Sierra Hotel. India. Echo. Lima. Delta. Shield.
Hey folks, listen up, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net. Pins, stickers, illustrations. angrylemonade.net.
This is my yard now.
Welcome back to Chairshot Radio, Sunday morning, April the 18th. PC Tunney and Christopher Platt. A quick addition this morning, nothing major. Make sure you head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Pick yourself up a Chairshot t-shirt. Makes a great gift as well, I guarantee it. Then head on over to thechairshot.com. Sports, entertainment, and sports entertainment. You notice Paul E is stealing our lines now. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head. It is Saturday, so before we leave you this Sunday morning, but it's Saturday for us, Christopher Platt, what are your plans for tomorrow, Sunday? You got anything going on? You thinking about cooking anything up special? You got some spring cleaning to do? You got an errand you got to run that you don't want to? You sleeping in? What's the word tomorrow?
My plans for Sunday are my exact same plans for Saturday. I'm trying to get some vagina from my beautiful other half. That's all that's on my mind right now. Literally, that's all I'm on. I'm drunk as fuck. I don't know why I'm this drunk, but I shouldn't be, but I am, and we're here, and I'm just trying to get some buns. And my plans for Sunday are going to be my exact same plans as soon as we get off here. Why am I even here? This is weird. Like, you like warped me into another dimension or some shit like that. Like, I had some totally other shit going on, and I've been warped into this dimension somehow, some way, by your commissioner. So yeah, that's where I'm at.
Well, you know, we can both blame Patrick O'Dowd for going to a bowling tournament, apparently.
Bowling? Who is he? Fucking Lebowski? The fuck?
He's the big Lebowski. Damn it, hey, Donnie, there's rules. Dude. This is bowling. All right, Platt, let's get out of here. You can go do your thing, and let everybody know where they can find you and what's going on with you.
You all can find me on Twitter at TheRealCPlatt. Y'all know what we got going on. We got three-man weave. We've got fucking Pod is War and everything else. But again, if you appreciate everything that we do here at The Chair Shot day in and day out, make sure y'all support the movement by going to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Please and thank you. Thank you. And please, you'll find something you like. I guarantee it.
My name is PC Tunney, folks. Glad you've been tuning into the Chair Shot Radio Network and everything over at thechairshot.com, getting you covered with great analysis and breaking news. Once again, Christopher Platt at The Real C Platt, PC Tunney at PC Tunney, thechairshot.com. Always use your head. Enjoy your Sunday. I know I will.
I hope I will.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.